Hello, everybody out there in farm country. Next week, my sponsor will be Archer Daniels Midland. We're going to have some great programs. And now for today's commentary. I was down on the farm this past week. We may have been afraid of drought and floods and all kinds of production problems, but I have never seen our corn and soybean prospects look any better. I took time away from the farm to drive down from Galesburg, Illinois, to the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri, where I spoke on the program of the National Pork Industry Conference. The crops all the way down look great. I realize a windshield look can hide problems in the interior of the fields, but I come away convinced that at least where I have been, we won't be disappointed when the combine pulls into the field this fall. I talked with attendees that had driven in from all different directions, from Minnesota, Nebraska, Indiana, Oklahoma. The consensus? There's a big crop in the making. The conference was about pork, though, and with marketing up 4% and prices up 25%, there were a lot of smiling faces in the room. It's hard to believe 25% increase in the face of a 4% increase in hogs to market. Now, how can that be? First, our exports are up an amazing 38% this year. But even more important is a surging demand for protein, not just pork, but of course beef and poultry and eggs. The newfound acceptance of meat is the most rapid and radical turnaround in public attitude that I've seen in my life. Just a few years ago, all the nutritionists were attacking meats for being too fat, just bad for your health. Suddenly, the Atkins diet, the South Beach diets, heavy on protein, they are all the rage. They work. Obesity is recognized as our greatest health risk. But can you believe it? Riding to the rescue, it's Dr. Atkins. At first in denial, nutritionists are shocked at the explosive demand for protein and rejection of carbs. The chickens can't even lay enough eggs to satisfy the demand. It seems like yesterday eggs were totally out of favor because they were high in cholesterol. These are good times for farmers and ranchers. Take advantage. Pay down a little debt. Save a little. Let's not forget that this is a cyclical business. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.